The question for Janice Holmes, J-A-N-I-C-E, H-O-L-M-E-S. Date of birth is 8/28/1965. Date of accident 10/22/2021. Date of service is 3/10/2022. Miss Janice Holmes is here for follow-up visit, and allegedly she reports a pain in the lower back. Janice Holmes reports pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 10 with radiation to the left arm involving second, third, and fourth finger, and for which she never had any MRIs done. She has been injured for last four or five months with no therapy. She also has a left-sided headache and left occupied left temple, which is associated numbness of the left face and left arm in a C5-6 nerve distribution. Pain level is 10, and 20% pain is reported relieved with the treatment that she received from us and the physical therapy. In the ADL, patient report that her general activity, mood, walk, work, and relationship, people, spending of life are affected 10 on a 1 to 10. Walking abilities affected 7. In the system review, patient report that she has ongoing headaches, especially focused on the left side, without any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance. They're not associated with loss of balance or loss of memory. However, there is associated difficulty sleeping, ear ringing, lack of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, chronic fatigue, and anxiety. Patient denies any PTSD, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and a limited range of motions, and numbness of the left arm, and lower back pain, neck pain, wrist pain and hand pain, and hip pain on the left side. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports pain level has remained slightly improved or same. No change in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen, Flatoril, and Ertran, and Feosurge. They are helping her 70%. And substance abuse, none, and compliance with the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 129/101, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 2/23/2022, dictation number 0313-013. Please use the musculoskeletal examination general view on. Plan of care is to continue all the medication. Her MRI still has not been done for cervical spine and lumbar spine. That is being awaited. Once it is done, a review will be done for and update the treatment plan accordingly. And her medical records have not been received despite being requested. Thank you. Patient should continue her treatment, and the physical therapy is ordered continued 3 times per week. Patient has a choice to continue with chiropractor, acupuncture, also home exercise plan is discussed with her along with yoga and other exercises. Thank you.